young daughter here, Isadora.
Wait, they're going to listen to me?
Yeah, why don't you say hi?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. Just say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly. You're okay, right?
Okay, okay.
Okay. You're good.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay. Welcome to Brain Sprouts, a learning podcast for all ages.
Rowdy crowd out there today. Well, some people call me Funky Joe, some people call me Joe, some people call me JJ, some people call me Dad. I'm here with my first guest. Say your name.
Why you acting super shady? Ain't calling me baby. Why the sun?
Say my name. All right.
Okay.
So what's your name?
Izzy. Yep. I am.
You're what? What are you? What's your occupation? Are you working? You at work right now?
No. I'm a student.
Freeloading off your parents, probably.
What does that mean?
That means you're living free of rent, not doing anything to help.
Yeah,
just chilling.
That is, yeah.
Playing Fortnite.
Yep.
Watching YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See, I pinned you. I don't even know yet, and I pinned you.
Okay.
So, Izzy. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. Izzy is actually my daughter, and she's actually has been in plenty of my productions over time.
A couple.
Yeah.
Not plenty.
Right. Some of my audio productions. So we're going to read some questions to each other. Mm-hmm. We're not going to look at the answers. We're both going to try and guess them and tally them up at the end, okay? We don't know the rules. We're making them up as we go along. All right, so first question. I'm going to give it to Izzy to ask the first question.
Okay. I am an odd number. Take away one letter and become even. What number am I?
I am an odd number.
Mm-hmm.
Take away one number.
One letter.
One letter, and I become even. I'm an odd number. Take away one letter, and I become even. 11.
No, only one letter. One letter. 11 would be 2.
Oh, E-O. Man. Okay. Take away one letter, and I'm even.
Think carefully.
Okay, seedlings, it's your time to sprout. When you hear this music play, that means that you will have about 10 seconds to think the question over before we give you the answer. If you need more time to think about it, we suggest you pause this podcast and hit play when you are ready to learn the results.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time's up.
7. Boom!
Yes.
Yeah. 2 big booms. Boom! Boom! All right. Okay. I got it.
Your question now.
All right. I'm asking this one. I'm going to try and see here. Using only addition, mm-hmm. How do you add 8 8s and get the number 1,000? Wow.
8 8s?
Yeah, maybe we do need paper.
The fraction?
Using only addition, how do you add 8 8s and get the number 1,000?
8 8s?
Yeah, 8 8s.
Think carefully.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time's up.
Okay, I think I got it. Okay.
Addition, even if it was a exponent, that wouldn't matter because it'd be addition, right?
Well, yeah, it would be.
Because exponents are multiplied by the same number.
No, you have to add 8, like 888. Let's start there. 888 plus 8.
888 plus 8 is 900.
898. Why are we doing that? We have a calculator right here. Oh, no, we can't do that.
Yeah, stop cheating.
Yeah, that's cheating. Gosh. Look at that. Almost caught me on camera cheating because I wanted to use AI.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Okay, so 888. We need 8 8s, though, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, we do. Okay, so 888 has 3 8s plus 2 more is 5. We still need 3 8s. Here's the addition I think it is. 888 plus 88 plus 8. Mm-hmm. Plus 8. Could that be right?
888 plus 8 plus 8 plus
8. 888
plus 88
plus 8 plus 8. 888 plus 8? Oh, there has to be 5 8s though, huh?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Why 5 8s?
Because.
Isn't it 8 8s? 8 8s?
Well, because 5 8s is the only one that can make a 0 at the end.
Know.
Right? 5 8s. 8 plus 8 yeah, is the only one that can make a 0. So it'd have to be 888.
What's the answer? What's the answer?
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, I was off. Oh, I was off by 1 8. Whoa, you had it. You had it, I think. You said what? It.
Let me see.
Look at it. It's 8. It has to be 5 8s at the end because, and that's how you get to the 0 because, and I, thank you. That, thank you. That just shows that. How quickly I didn't think of that. Good one. Bro, these are great to embarrass ourselves, by the way.
I told you it's...
It had to be 5 times 8, so the 8 had to be 5 times in the equation at the at, wait, in the tens area.
Wait, equals 1,000 or 100?
1,000.
Okay.
But regardless, the only thing that's times 8 besides 0... No, I mean that... Oh, yeah, that when we get you 0 at the end is a 5, right? Or wait, 5 or a 10.
Okay, yeah.
In case it wasn't totally clear, the answer for this question is 888 plus 88 plus 8 plus 8 plus 8 equals 1,000. That uses 8 8s in such a way that its total sum is 1,000. Good job if you got this correct.
All right, I got another one for you. Do you want to read one? Do you want to read this one?
Yeah, I'll read it.
All right, cool.
Oh, why'd you give me a whole essay?
Oh, here, you want a shorter one? Here.
A sundial has the fewest moving parts of any timepiece. Which has the most? A sundial has the fewest moving parts of any timepiece. Which has the most?
Okay. That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. A sundial has the least amount of moving parts for any timepiece. Yes. What has the most?
It's either going to be like a stopwatch. Cause moving
what
parts.
Has the most moving parts? Okay.
Because a sundial is basically just a round circle mm-hmm. with like a little fin popping out.
And that's a wristwatch. A wristwatch, maybe? A wristwatch?
Something that's like technology?
Most moving parts. I think it's a trick question.
Think carefully. 5, 4, 3.
Okay, my guess, I'm going to put like a clock. Do.
Okay, what kind of clock? A clock, that's what we're talking about here. Any clock.
Stopwatch.
Just stop a clock. A stopwatch.
Okay, all right,
stopwatch. No, not a stopwatch.
Wait.
You said a clock. You meant a clock. Like a clock
a
on
watch,
the wall.
A watch.
A watch. Okay, a watch. A wristwatch.
Yes,
a wristwatch.
Not like an Apple Watch.
No, wristwatch. Okay.
Like the fancy ones.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with a wristwatch, too.
Okay. Answer?
Seems like the only answer, right? Go.
An hourglass, because it has 1,000 grains of sand.
How can we be so...
Because it has 1,000 grains of...
Can you believe that? Oh, my gosh. We're banished from this family. Do we have any points? Did we get any of the first one?
First one? Yeah, you got 7.
Okay.
I already knew the answer
you knew
was
the
7.
Answer. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Second one.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
A man stands on one side of a river, his dog on the other. The man calls to his dog, who immediately crosses the river without getting wet and without using a bridge or a boat. How does the dog do it?
Wait.
A man stands on one side of a river, his dog on the other. The man calls his dog, who immediately crosses the river without getting wet, and without using a bridge or a boat. How does the dog do it? He doesn't use a bridge or a boat, and he doesn't get wet.
Okay.
How does the dog?
The owner carries him. The owner carries him. The owner carries
the man calls dog. His dog, who immediately crosses the river without getting wet.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. The no. man calls his dog, who immediately crosses the river without getting wet.
So he calls to him his dog, and then the dog crosses the river, but he's not wet? He's dry? Okay.
Huh. Anybody in our studio audience out there know anything about this?
No!
That's what I figured. All right. Well, I mean, anybody out there, really? I'm asking this question one more time.
Unless, you know what? Maybe the dog was like right here, and like was like right, like, so say this is the river right here, and then there's
so
this
she's
side,
drawing
this side.
Pictures now of what this is going through,
and then there's like an end, or maybe he climbed on rocks or like alligators.
I thought rocks too. No, and I thought the same thing too. Mm. Maybe on the backs of something, but he crossed this river. The man calls his dog, who immediately crosses the river without getting wet and without using a bridge or a boat. How does the dog do it?
Think carefully. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time's up!
A man stands on one side of a river, his dog on the other. The man calls his dog, who immediately crosses the river without getting wet and without using a bridge or a boat.
Unless the river is frozen.
Oh!
It could be frozen.
Whoa! See? That's thinking right there. That's thinking. Okay, well, that's your answer because I didn't get it, and I think you got it. Let's see. The river is frozen. Ding, 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 ding. Give it out. All right. I love it.
She helped me with that.
Wow. Come on now. Crowd, calm down. You guys are wild today. Okay. Do you want to ask the next one, or did I ask that one?
I want to ask. Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. Forwards, I'm heavy, but backwards, I'm not. What am I?
Forwards, I'm heavy, but backwards, I'm not. What am I? Forwards, I'm heavy.
A roller coaster.
Forwards, I'm heavy, but backwards, I'm not. What am I? Huh. Anybody out there?
Think carefully.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time's up.
Forwards, I'm heavy, but backwards, I'm not. So it has to be something like they have to have more of something when they go, but when they come back, maybe they have nothing.
Okay. Forwards, I'm heavy, but backwards, I'm not. What am I?
Time. And it's time to turn back your heart again. I will be there. It's not time. Water, air, forwards.
Forwards, I'm heavy. A scale?
Forwards, I'm heavy.
Answer?
Backwards, I'm not. And for that, I shall live forever. I don't know.
I don't know. Get ready? 3, 2. A ton.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. My brain's a noodle. My brain's doing the noodle dance right now.
Like go noodle?
Oh, jeez. That was horrible. All right. Okay, so we're both tied with 1 point each, right? Because you got frozen.
Can we move on to the next question, please?
Say my name and I disappear.
Say my name.
What am I? Today's show is sponsored by Say My Name, Say My Name.
When you say...
Say my name and I disappear. What am I? Say my name and I disappear. What am I?
Do you know the answer?
No, I don't. Say my name.
Okay. What do you think it is?
Do. Say my name and I disappear. What am I?
Think carefully.
Joe, John, Paul, Victor.
What is that?
People's names, I guess. Say my name and I disappear. What am I? Abracadabra?
Abracadabra.
Say my name and I disappear. What am I? Anybody out there in the studio audience? Do you know anything about this? Oh, you guys are helpful as always.
Any help?
Time's up. All right. Let's take it back here. I'm using all the effects tonight.
Here we go.
Answer.
Silence. Say my name and I disappear. Okay. Silence disappears. Oh. But is disappearing vocal or audio? Or audio.
What does that mean?
I mean, is it visual or audio? So is it like disappear? Like, does a voice disappear or does a vision of someone disappear? You know what I'm saying? Can an audio disappear? Or is that like something you do with your eyes? You see something and it vanishes. Maybe that's different. I always thought vanish and disappear
You're
might be the same.
You're thinking too much.
This brain's got me thinking, man.
Okay, next question?
Yes.
Shh, listen.
What starts with a T, ends with a T, and has a T in it?
A test? No, it starts with a T, ends with a T.
Text?
No, has to have T in it. T starts with a T. Ends with a T and has a T in it. Didn't we just have this one the other day? Tether? It's not tether. It's teeter. Teetert.
Tater tot.
Tot.
Tater tot.
Treat.
Think carefully.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time's up.
A teapot. Because it has the word tea in it.
Oh my gosh.
And now for the last question. Are you ready for it?
I know a word, letters 3. Add 2 more and fewer will be.
Think carefully.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time's up.
I know the word.
What?
You.
I know a word with letters 3. Add 2 and fewer there will be.
You.
She is correct. And she wins today's game. All right. Well, I like to thank everybody for listening to us. And we are going to be on all of your outlets, Spotify, our Apple Podcasts, I should say. Where else? YouTube. We are going to be all out and everywhere. Thank you for listening. Check us out next week. Don't forget to subscribe. Hit that little subscribe button. My name is Joe.
My name's Izzy.
Later.
Peace out.
Thanks for sticking with us, Seedlings, through another episode of Brain Sprouts. We hope you learned something new and enjoyed playing along. Don't forget to subscribe to Brain Sprouts on Spotify, YouTube, or Apple Podcasts. You can follow and interact with us on Facebook and Instagram at Brain Sprouts Podcast. If you'd like to send us an email, you can email the Brain Sprouts team at brainsproutspodcast@gmail.com. Visit our website at brainsproutspod.com.